Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph, and we have three lines from the top of daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph ve'itzderich lemichtav Oral. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fega Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Leia Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf's also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb Zechariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibad Lechaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So yesterday we began Perek Ha'Oral, which begins with a halacha that states that Ha'Oral lo yoichlu b'truma. Someone that's an Oral is not allowed to eat truma. We discussed in detail the machlokes rishonim, who the Oral of the Mishnah is. Rashi and Tosfos right here, Alatar say that the Oral is someone that didn't do bris milah machmas oines. This is someone who had two brothers that both had bris milah done to them, but both died machmas milah. We paskin like Rebbe, that once a chazak is established because something happened twice, at that point you have to be concerned moving forward. This brother did not have a bris milah because of the fact that it's considered to be a sakana. Even though it's only machmas oines that he's an oral, still the halacha is ha'oral lo yoichlu b'truma. We mentioned Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is not quoted in Tosfos here, but it's quoted in Tosfos elsewhere in Shas, and the Rashba brings it here on Daf Ayin, who said that no, in the event that this person would be an oral machmas oines, then in halacha he would not be considered an oral, and the din is he would be able to eat truma. Who then is the oral that's lo yoichlu b'truma? It's someone that's not an oines. It's someone Rabbeinu Tam said that's making a cheshbin why it is that he feels not to do bris milah, but at the end of the day, he's definitely not a person that the oines didn't do bris milah, because had he been an oines, he would not be considered an oral, and halachas he would be able to eat truma. The Gemara immediately went in to discuss the makar to this halacha. What is the source in the Torah that an oral is lo yoichlu b'truma? The Gemara brought a braisa, and what emerged from the braisa is that it's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said that the makar that an oral is not allowed to eat truma is learned out from gzeirah shava. It's learned out gzeirah shava from the Karban Pesach. It says toisha v'sacher by truma, and it says toisha v'sacher by Pesach, just like by the Karban Pesach. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says that an oral is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So too, when it comes to truma, an oral will not be able to eat truma. Rabbi Akiva said, "Einoi tzarech." You don't have to go to another parsha in the Torah to learn the halacha that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. You can learn it from the parsha of truma itself. One of the pasukim that talk about truma says, "Ish ish mizera aharoin v'hu tzarua izav bakachem lo yoicha." The pasuk is describing a tamei. It says the tamei is not allowed to eat kachem. Chazal said the kachem at this pasuk is referring to truma. But the pasuk didn't just say ish mizera aharoin. It said ish ish. The second word ish is extra. And says Rabbi Akiva, it's coming to teach me that not only is a tamei not allowed to eat truma, but an oral is also not allowed to eat truma. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the makar is a gzeirah shava from Pesach, toisha v'sacher, toisha v'sacher. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from the parasha of truma itself. It's from the extra mention of the word ish. Now yesterday's daf dealt primarily with shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara discussed Rabbi Eliezer's shita in detail. The Gemara established that the gzeirah shava isn't just a gzeirah shava, it's a gzeirah shava mufna, and it's not only mufna mitzad echad, it's mufna mi beizat stadim. And then the Gemara got involved in a whole bunch of different drashas. Today's daf is going to continue a little bit, the first few lines, to discuss shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and then the Gemara is going to shift gears and go into a deep analysis into shitas Rabbi Akiva. So we're continuing now, just in Cheshbin, to discuss the laws of Karban Pesach, and the reason we're talking about Karban Pesach and not Truma isn't the topic of the daf Truma, yes, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the makar that an aro is not allowed to eat Truma is learned out from Karban Pesach, and it was because of that yesterday's daf very much got involved and engaged in darshining psukim in the parish of Karban Pesach. So we're picking up on that note. Now it says in the Torah that an aro is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. That's the makar to the fact that an aro is not allowed to eat truma. It also says that a ben nechar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Now, what's a ben nechar? So a ben nechar is an ena Yehudi. It's also a yid that behaves like an ena Yehudi. So, in other words, the Torah said that someone that's nishgam malet is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, an aro. The Torah also said that someone that behaves like someone that's nishka malet, he's a ben echar, is also not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara begins with a question, and that is, why would the Torah have to say that an aro is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and why would the Torah say that a ben echar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? They're clearly me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, and the Gemara is arguing that, l'chur, if I would know one, shouldn't I know the other? The answer is no, and that is the first line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara of Itzrich l'michtav, aro of Itzrich l'michtav, kol ben echar. The Torah had to say that an aro is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and the Torah also had to say that a ben nechar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Why is that? Because of Rachman Arul, because had it only said in the Torah that an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, I would have thought Mishum de Ma'us. That the reason he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach is because an Arul is Ma'us. The Mishnah says in Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Ma'usa Arla, that the Arla is Ma'us, it's disgusting. So you would have thought that someone that's physically an Arl, because he has something disgusting attached to his body, which is the Arla, therefore he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Avo ben Nechar, a ben Nechar, even though his actions are Ma'us, but physically the Loi Ma'us, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing Ma'us about his body, Emeloi. So you would have thought maybe he does not have the Halach, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, because of Rachman Kol ben Nechar, and had it said in the Torah that a ben Nechar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, I would have thought Mishum Dein Liba L'Shamayim, because he's a person whose heart is in the wrong place. But an Arul whose heart might be in the right place, by the way, Befrat Lashitas Rashi and the Rishonim who hold that the Arul of our Sugya is someone that was Mesu Achav Machmas Mila. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam has to be Miyash of this Gemara. So if that's the case, Emaloi, you would have thought that maybe he's not excluded Tzricha. It's for that reason the Torah said Arul, and the Torah said Ben Nechar. An Arul is someone whose guf is Ma'us, or Ben Nechar is someone whose leiv is Ma'us. The point is, both of them are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. One last line. So in Behemshach, the darshaning different words in the parasha of Karban Pesach, says the Gemara, mimenu, mimenu lomali. The Torah said the word mimenu twice in the parasha of Karban Pesach, and the Gemara wonders out loud why. So what does it say, the word mimenu? It says, al toichlu mimenu na, ubasha mevusha mamayim. One was not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach na, which is half-cooked, nor was he allowed to eat it completely cooked. Additionally, the loy say siru mimenu ad boiker, vahanoiser mimenu ad boiker beish tisroifu. So the Torah says the word mimenu twice, it really says it three times, and the Gemara says, why did it say it all these times? L'kidirab amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says, the pshat is based on something Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is something that the Gemara discusses in length in Masechtas Pesachim. It's also the Kamon, Dafayin Dalet, that's in three dafim from now, so we'll wait for them. Zok the Gemara. So moving along. So we just concluded the Gemara's discussion in the first sheet, Toshitas Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Aro lo yoichel b'chum is learned from Gzeir Shava, it's learned from Gzeir Shava, from the parasha of Karban Pesach. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva was the second sheet in the Braisa. He said, Ein Yitzach, you don't have to come into the parasha of Karban Pesach to learn the halacha that an Aro is not allowed to eat truma. Why? You can learn it, Mineu, Bey, from the parasha of truma. Harei Weimer, it says in the Torah, Ish, Ish, and one mention of the word ish is extra. The rabbi says aral to teach me that not only is someone that's tamei not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, but an aral is also not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara of Emel, the rabbi says oinin. How do you know that the extra word ish is coming to be marben aral? Maybe the extra word ish is coming to be marba in oinin. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said, Amakra, the pasuk says v'chol zar lo yoichal Kodesh, and we learn from that word, v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, referring to truma, zarus amarti lecha v'loyaninos. It's only a zar that's not allowed to eat truma, but an oinein is allowed to eat truma, says the Gemara, aim of v'loy arelos. How do you know that when it says v'chol zar, and zar is coming to be memayit something, it's memayit an oinein, maybe it's memayit an aral, so the Gemara says, can't be, because aksiv ish ish, you have ish ish, that's marba. In other words, we have ish ish, that's marba, something in addition to a tame that is not allowed to eat truma. We also have v'chol zar, zarus amarti lecha v'loy davar achar, to teach me that a zar is not allowed to eat truma, but there's a davar achar that is allowed to eat truma. So I have a riboy of someone that's included in the iser to eat truma, And then I have a miyot, someone that's excluded from the iser to eat truma. Where marba says the gemara aral, and where memaet says the gemara an oinen, says the gemara umarois meichatesi. How do you know to be marba an aral, be memaet an oinen? Efshefakert, maybe be marba an oinen and be memaet an aral. Now, if this gemara sounds familiar, it's because the gemara asked the same exact question in yesterday's daf alibi the Rabbi Eliezer, and the gemara is going to give the same teres. Says the gemara mistabra arelus havalei lerbuya, makes sense to be marben oral as opposed to an oinen. Chikain maisim krusim bedavar ha'eved. What does that mean? Number one, mechusar maisim mechusar begufay. An oral is someone that's mechusar maisa. You would have to do a maisa in order to fix his problem. Not only would he have to do a maisa, the maisa you would have to do would be begufay. That's why the simon is maisim. There's two maises, two svaras of maisa that are chumras that you have in oral versus an oinen. Number two, va'anush karis. An oral who doesn't do bris mila is chayiv karis. There's no karis for aninus. The parasha of mila was said to Avram Avinu before the Torah was given. The parasha of aninus was not said before the Torah was given. And finally, umila scharav va'avada ma'akeves. And you find that the bris mila of a person's schar min avadam ma'akev, when it comes to his ability to be able to eat from the garment pasach, there's no halacha that if someone has a child that's an oinein, all of a sudden that would impact his halachas. So says the Gemara, because you have five chumras, the simon is four, but it's really five chumras in Oral over Oinen. It's for that reason it's mistaber to be marba Oral to the Isn Truma as opposed to being marba Oinen. It says the word Adarabba. I could argue if I cared. Maybe it makes more sense to be marba Oinen. Shekin Yeshna Becholsha. Aninus is something that can happen more than once. A person can only do Bismila one time. If a person's an Oral, he does Bismila, he can't be an Oral again. And besides, Vinayegas Ba'anoshan Vinoshan. This is very compelling. Mila is something that's exclusive to men, as opposed to Aninus, which is Noigeya, both men and women. Additionally, if someone's an oinein, there's nothing he could do to make him not an oinein, as opposed to if someone's an oral, he could always be misakin himself by doing bris milah. So says the Gemara, why are you telling me that oral is more chumra than oinein? Because it has chumras. I can show you chumras that oinein has over oral. So the Gemara says it's true. Each one has a list of chumras. However, hanuch nefishin, the chumras, the list of oral is longer than the list of oinein, and that's why when marba aro when mamayit oinein. Rava said, "Loi hanach tavicha nami demasas armid." You don't have to come on to the fact that one list is longer than the other. It's even more pashut. Why? Because amakra the pasuk says ish ish. It's so pashut. According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the makar? It's the extra word ish. Oh, it's ish. Ish means man as opposed to woman. Ezel dovach ish namishvein ibiisha. What's an example of a psul that's exclusive to a man? However, something that's not related to a woman. Heavy oim is arelos, because like we said, a woman can be an oinen. However, a woman can be an oral, and it's for that reason. Tainiz Rava, it's Pashen. Why? Rabbi Akiva was marba from the word ish, oral, and he was not marba from the word ish, oinen, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Eliezer had his makar, and Rabbi Akiva had his makar. Rabbi Eliezer's makar was Xer Shava, Toisha Vesacher, Toisha Vesacher. Rabbi Akiva's makar was the extra word ish. So the Gemara is going to do now what it so often does, and the Gemara is going to say, what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with Rabbi Eliezer's makar? And what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with Rabbi Akiva's makar? So the Gemara begins asking Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, hi, Toisha Vesacher, my Ovidle. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the words Toisha Vesacher? And the cheshbon of the Gemara is, because Toisha Vesacher, we saw in yesterday's daf, wasn't just Xer Shava, it was Xer Shava Mufna. We said the words Toisha Vesacher are extra. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I used the words Toisha Vesacher to teach me the halacha of Arulo Yoichel B'Chumah. But being that Rabbi Akiva learns it out from somewhere else, Rabbi Akiva said, Einoi Tzarech. So if that's the case, so what does Rabbi Akiva do with the words Toisha Vesacher? Amar Rav Shmaya. So Rav Shmaya said, La Suye Aravi Mahul Vigiv Oini Mahul. You know what this pasuk is coming to be marba? The pasuk is coming to be marba that what would be if there was an Aravi, right? An Arab, or Yishmaeli, who has a bris milah. They do bris milah, or there was a givaini. Rashi says these were a group of people that also used to do bris milah. So you would have thought that maybe they're not arelim, and they're not included in the iser of an arals, now that I eat from the carbon pesach. So the Torah snat Toisha Vesacher lo yoichal to tell me that an aravi mole and a givaini mole are also not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. But the Gemara says, you need a pasuk for that? You need a pasuk to tell me an Aravi mol and a Gavoni mol are not let eat from the carbon pasuk. We just said, yeah, maybe you do need a pasuk because they're gemalit, so they're not included in the halach of an oral. So maybe you do need a pasuk. But the Gemara says, Vahani mulininu. Are they really gemalit? Meaning, I know they're circumcised, but are they gemalit? It's not the same thing. V'tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, koinim shani nenel areilim. Somebody makes a neder. He says, I will not have hana from anyone that's an oral. Mutav aral Yisrael. That halach is allowed to have hana from a yid that's an oral. V'asav b'muli yovdi kechavim. And he's not allowed to have hana from an over kechavim that is gemalit. Koinim shani nenel. If somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have hana from anyone that's gemalit. Mutav b'muli yovdi kechavim. That halach is allowed to have hana from an over kechavim that's gemalit. V'asav b'aral Yisrael. And he's not allowed to have hana from a yid that's an oral. What do you see from here? What you see from here is that the concept of oral and mahol is exclusive to yidin. Only a yid can be gemalit, and a goy is always considered an oral. And that's why if someone makes a net, he's not going to have anah from arelim. He can't have anah from a goy, even if he's gemalit. And if someone makes a neder, I'm not going to have anah from someone that's gemalit, he can have anah from a goy, even if he's gemalit. Because the heftz of gemalit is exclusive to a yid. A goy is always considered an oral, even if he had bris milah. So zok de gemara, you're telling me, Rabbi Akiva, I need toisha v'socher to be marba and aravi mohu? And a givoni mal, as if to say, would add a special pasuk in the Torah. I would have thought they could eat from the carbon pasach. How could they eat from the carbon pasach? They're included in the isra of a chalor lo yoichal. By aye, they had a bris mila. It doesn't matter because even if they had a bris mila, they're still considered areilim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, you want to know according to Rabbi Akiva what toish of the sacher is coming to teach me? It's lasuye ger shemol v'loy tava. What happens if there was a ger that was mal v'loy tava? He had bris mila, however, he didn't do tefila, so he's in this quasi state where he began the process of Geirus, but he didn't complete the process of Geirus. So this is something that in the world of Raid, we've talked a lot about. But this is a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara addresses the case of the Geirus Shamal V'loy Taval. You would have thought that being that he had Bris Mila already, so maybe he's not considered an Oral anymore. That's why the Torah had to say, Toshav V'sachal Yoicha Boy. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me, that you should know that this Geirus Shamal V'loy Taval is not ready. Now, it says Toshav V'sachal, which sounds like there's two halachas we're going to learn from here. So what's the second thing? The katan shenoylad kishum mal. Additionally, what would be if a katan was born mahol? A child was born gemalit. So is that child an aral or is he not an aral? Says the pasuk toshav v'soicher lo yoichaboy that halachas he's not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. He's considered an aral, which means v'kasav atzarach lahat v'menu dambris. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that a child that's born gemalit midayraisa needs hatofas dambris, and being that he needs hatofas dambris, ultimately he's considered an aral. But it's a chiddush because you would have thought maybe a ger shemav lo tavval is not an aral. You can hear it. You would think that maybe a cotton that's noilad mal is not an aral. He's gemalit. Kamash malon that a ger shemav lo tavval is an oral, and kamash malon that noilad mohol tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris, and it's for that reason, says Rabbi Akiva, you want to know what I do with the pasuk toshav v'soichel loyoichaboy? It's not mufna. Rabbi Eliezer held it was mufna, therefore he was able to make a gzereshav out of it. I hold it's not mufna. Oh, so the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer, you hold that it is mufna. So obviously you don't need toshav v'soichel to teach me gerushim avol leitaval. You don't need it to teach me katan shenoy l'kishumal. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with it? So the Gemara says gishmak. Rabbi Eliezer he was a big machlokes tanon. What the definition of a ger is? Rabbi Eliezer said ger shemav alei tovah. Rabbi Yeshua said ger shetovah v'lo mal. The chachamim said no. Ad shenim over yidpol. Rabbi Eliezer shita was a ger shemav alei tovah is a ger ma'alya. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he was mav alei tovah, there's nothing else to do. He doesn't even need a tefila. So avadi would be able to eat from the carbon pesach, and certainly toshav v'zachar is not coming to be ma'ayed. What about the second thing Rabbi Akiva said that you learned from Toshav Asachar, that Noilad Kishuhumo Tzarech Lahatav Yimeru Dambris? You'll have to say the Kosov Rabbi Eliezer holds Kotten Kishin Noilad Mo ain't Tzarech Lahatav Yimeru Dambris, and Chanami, you don't need Atavis Dambris. So the Gemara said that what does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Eliezer's Makar Toshav Asachar? Isn't Toshav Asachar Mufna? And if it's Mufna, so Lechura, what is Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't use it for the Gzeir Shavah, going to do with the word Seich of Asachar? One is coming to teach me a Ger Shamav Loi Taval, that the halach is, he's not Ladif from the carbon Pesach, and the other is coming to teach me that a cotton that was Noilat Kishumal, Tzarech Lahat V'meru Dambris. What did Rabbi Eliezer do with those halachas? Not applicable in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara asks, Fakir, Rabbi Eliezer, hi Ishmael Avatai. Rabbi Akiva learned his halacha aral loyachal b'tshuma from ish. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from Gzeir Shavah. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the actual word ish? The Gemara says nothing. Rabbi Eliezer holds Dibra Torah Kolashim Nei Adam. Rabbi Eliezer, hell, the Torah talks that way sometimes. Sometimes the Torah will talk ish, and the truth is, there's really nothing to learn. So the sikkum to the first part of the daf, which is really the first part of today's daf and almost the entire first daf of Perek Ha'arul, and that is Ha'arul lo yoichlo b'truma. What's the makar? Machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's learned out from the Karban Pasach. An oral can eat from the Karban Pasach. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So too he can eat truma. Ma hakesher bein truma and Karban Pesach. Gzeirushava mufna. It says Toshav Asachar by the Karban Pesach, and it says Toshav Asachar by Truma. Rabbi Akiva said, Einoit Sarach. You don't have to go jumping to the parish of Pesach to learn that an oral is not allowed to eat Truma, but if you learn up good, the psukim, Mineu Bey, in the parish of Truma, you'll know that an oral is not allowed to eat Truma. Because when the Torah says an oral, a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma, it says Ish, Ish, that's Tomei. One ish is extra, and that one ish is coming to be marba, that not only is a tummy not allowed to eat truma, but an oral is also not allowed to eat truma. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Ukfa. Rav Chama Bar Ukfa had the following question. Now, we already discussed this Gemara in yesterday's raid, but here's the Gemara. So, Rav Chama Bar Ukfa had a nibaya. He said, "Katan aral ma'u lo soichay b'shemen shel truma." What happens if you have a child that's not 8 days old yet? He's an aral because the mitzvah of mila is first on the 8th day. The question is, does he have a din of an aral, or does he not have a din of an aral? So, really, one way to pose the question would be: is this katan allowed to eat truma? Now, he's so young, so obviously he's not going to be eating truma. So the shaila was, not could he eat it, because that's just not a practical question, but ma'u la soichay b'shemen shel truma. Can you take oil that's truma, and can you smear it on him? And the basis for the question of ma'u la soichay b'shemen shel truma is, because the Gemara says that sicha is b'chlal shtiyah, that anytime you're not allowed to drink something, you also can't smear it on you. Certainly as it relates to the laws of truma. So if a cotton that is less than 8 days old is considered an aral, then it would be asr l'soichay b'shemen shel truma. However, if he's not considered an aral yet, he would not be considered an aral, and it would be mutter l'soichay b'shemen shel truma. That's the question. And the Gemara speaks to that. Arei l'shaloi b'zmana ma'akva, oi loi ma'akva. Someone that's an aral, simply because it's shaloi b'zmana, because the time didn't come yet for him to bring his carbon. For him to do the bris milah, is he considered an aral, or is he not considered an aral? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from the following pasuk. So we know that one of the chedushim in the parasha of Karban Pesach is that not only is an aral not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, but if someone has a child that's an aral, that would impact his ability from being able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Not just that, if somebody has an eved that's an aral, that too would impact his ability from eating the Karban Pesach. How do we know all this? It's psukim in the Torah. Now, if you look in the psukim, these psukim are in parashas Bai, in the parasha of Achidash Hazel Lochem Roish Chadashim. So the Torah mentions these two halachas, but it mentions it with one nuance, which is the topic of the next part of the daf. The Torah says as follows: V'chiyogre itchoger va'asa pesach l'ashem himol loy kol zacher. You have to make sure that all the scharim that are there have a bris milah. Va'oz, and only then yikrav la'asoysoy. Are you allowed to be makriv the Karban Pesach? So you have to make sure that all the scharim have a Karban Pesach, have a bris milah. Va'oz yikrav la'asoysoy. Then you can be makriv the Karban Pesach. When the Torah talks about your avadim and says that your avadim have to have bris milah, it says v'chol eved ish miknas kasef umalta oysoy oz yoychalboy. Make sure you do the bris milah, and only then will you be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara makes the diak that when it comes to milah scharim, it says kol zochar va'oz yikrav la'soysoy. It sounds like the milah of the scharim is ma'akev in the hakrov of the Karban Pesach. When it says eved, it says kol eved ish miknas kesef umal ta'oysoy oz yoychaboy. It sounds like milah savadim is ma'akev in the achil of the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, eliyel milah scharim b'shas asiyah v'avadim b'shas achilo. It sounds a little bit like the milah of your scharim is ma'akev the asiyah. So if you brought the Karban Pesach, you did the shchit of the Karban Pesach without maling all your scharim, it would be a problem. And if you ate the Karban Pesach with having avodim that weren't gemal, that too would be a problem. Minayin litoin esa amr shal zebizeh, ves amr shal zebizeh. How do you know that it goes both ways? Talmud Leimer says the Gemara. It says oz. It says the word oz regarding milah scharim, and it says the word oz regarding milah savodim. Gzeres shava. We learn gzeres shava that there's no chilik between scharim and avodim. The asiyah and the achila are always going to be ma'akev, meaning you can't bring the Karban Pesach if there's someone in your circle that's not circumcised, and you can't eat the Korban Pesach if there's someone that your circle that's not circumcised. Now, just to chazer over something that we already know before we start this next Gemara, stating the obvious, and that is we know there were two components to the Korban Pesach. There was the Shechita and the Akrav of the Korban Pesach, and there was the Achila of the Korban Pesach. The Shechita of the Korban Pesach was done on Erev Pesach, Beinu Arbayim, on Yud Dal Nisan. That's why in the Torah, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. That was the day that the Korban Pesach was brought. Pesach, what we know as Pesach, is referred to in the Torah as Chag HaMatzos, because then you weren't bringing the Korban Pesach anymore, then you had a mitzvah to eat matzos. But the Korban Pesach was brought Erev Pesach Bein Arbayim. It was eaten, however, Balayla Hazeh, it was eaten Al Matzos U'Meroirim, it was eaten at the first Seder. So there were two components to the Korban Pesach. There was the Asiyah, the Akrav of the Korban Pesach, then there was the Achila of the Korban Pesach, and they didn't even happen on the same day. The Asiyah happened on Yud Dal Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, Bein Rabbayim, in the afternoon, and the Achila happened on Tesvav. It happened, but what we know as the first Seder, it happened on Tesvav Nisan. Either way, so the Gemara just said that based on Gzeirah Shava, the halacha is that an Oral is not allowed to get involved in the Korban Pesach. Not only him, but his Schar and Avodim can't be Arelim either. And it doesn't matter if they were Arelim it would disqualify the Asiyah. Or if they were Arelim b'shas Achila, they would disqualify the Achila. And here's the punchline, to be clear. If they were Arelim b'shas Asiyah, not the Achila, b'shas Achila, not the Asiyah. That's the point that the Gemara is making based on its understanding of the Pesukim. Lito neshal amr b'zeh b'zeh v'es amr shal zeh b'zeh. Whether it's only b'shas Asiyah, only b'shas Achila, this is always going to be the case. So the Gemara says like this. B'shloim ha'avadov, I understand the case. Poshet the tzir. Where a person had no problem, meaning this year brought the Korban Pesach, there was no issues with him having any avodim that weren't gemalot. Then when it came time to eat from the Korban Pesach, all of a sudden he had an issue. And the Torah and these psukim is addressing this case. Meaning the Gemara says, I understand the tzir, I understand the foul. What's the tzir could go in? Very simple. This is of Ninu Beini Beini. This person, he bought Avadim, Erev Pesach. So, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, even though you're not supposed to do Malacha, Malkum Shenago, even before Chatzos, you're not supposed to do Malacha. But this person, when he made us a purchase, he bought an Eved Kanani. It was Erev Pesach, after he had already brought the Korban Pesach, before he ate it, and he wasn't Gemala. So the Torah says that even though B'shas HaSi, he had no problem, but right now, before the Achilu, you have to make sure that you take care of it. Elos Chor of this, B'shas Achilu, B'shas HaSi, but what's Chatimsa, where a person had a zachar, he has a son. The son that he has was not gemalit when he brought the Korban Pesach, but now when he came time to eat the Korban Pesach, all of a sudden he has a problem that he's an aral. What's the case? How's it even possible? Meaning, what would be the classic case if someone has a son that's an aral? He's an aral. He didn't do bris milah. Now, if he didn't do bris milah by Leil Tezvav, then there was already a taina on him why he didn't do bris milah, l'chayro, erev Pesach yodalad. Right? Let's just walk this through. Let's say the eighth day is yodalad. So the eighth day of his son that was born, he's being nichnas of bris shel Avram Avinu, is on the eighth day. Now, eighth day in the morning, he has a mitzvah to do bris milah. If he didn't do bris milah, now all of a sudden Bein Arbayim comes, say he just got flagged. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You can't bring the Korban Pesach right now. You didn't do the bris milah. So it's true, at night, if he comes to eat it and he didn't do bris milah for his son yet, so he has a problem. But it's not a case where there was no problem b'shas asiyah. There is a problem b'shas achila. Same problem he has b'shas achila. He had b'shas asiyah already. If this kid is chesnish, already 3 months old, and for whatever reason didn't do the bris milah, kal v'chomer, it's a problem. So what's the hechatimtza, says the Gemara, where there was no issue b'shas asiyah, there is an issue b'shas achila, and this brice and these psukim are coming to address this case and tell me you should know that's a problem. He won't be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. What's the Metziah? So the Gemara says, I know what the Metziah says. You know what? It must be lav this yalud ben asiyah l'achilo. Must be talking about where the child was born between the asiyah and the achilo. So this child was born, mazel tov, when? After he brought the Korban Pesach, before he ate from the Korban Pesach. And that's what the Torah is coming to tell me. The Torah is telling me that even though there was no problem when he brought it, but now there's a problem because right now he's an oral. So the Gemara, Shema, not arelos, shaloi bezman, have arelos, kishmak araya. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, you see from here, that in arelos, shaloi bezman, his kid was just born. He can't do bismillah for another week. Afal pikein, still you see, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, l'chur, this case, from the fact that it's possible for someone to have a son that was not an oral, b'shas asir, but was an aral b'shas achilo, the only hechatimtza is where he was born in between. And if that's the case, you see that as soon as the child is born, he already has a din of an aral. But the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava said, v'tizbara. Could that be? The pasuk says that if someone has a zachar, so he can't eat, that didn't do bris milah, he can't eat from the carbon pasach. What should he do? He has to give him bris milah, and then afterwards he'll be able to do what he has to do. Says the Gemara, v'hai lav bar mehilahu. This child is not a bar mehilah, he was just born. So it can't be that that's what the case is. Because the case of the Torah is talking about a case where you can do the bris milah now, the oz, and then you'll be able to do whatever you need to do. And with this child, it's not going to be possible. Elo Rava said, we're talking about a different case. This has the case is not the child was born in between. Because really, Arel Shalev is not considered an Arel. So what's the case? It's talking about this child was already more than 8 days old. Or maybe this was his 8th day. But the point is, this child had a problem. The mother didn't want to do a bris milah. And they were waiting, and they were waiting, and they were waiting. So when it came the morning, the Aver of Pesach, the mother said, we're not ready. He came back in the afternoon, he said, nachnish. In the meantime, this yid brought the carbon pasach. At that point, he didn't do anything wrong because his child couldn't have a bris milah. Then, all of a sudden, in between bein arbayim, before it came time to eat from the carbon pasach, the mayor said, "Now I'm ready to do bris milah." And he violated it. He didn't do bris milah. Oh, that's what Torah is saying. This person is not going to be able to eat it. But the Gemara says it can't be. That's the case. Why? Because v'neisav lei kol shiva. The Amar Shmuel said, kol shiva. The halach is that in the event that a child, the doctor or the mayor deems is not fit for bris milah because the words chaltsay chama literally mean he's running a fever. So if there's a fever, so we don't do the bris milah right away. We wait 7 days. So if we wait 7 days, says the Gemara, the case can't be where the child's fever broke in the afternoon and now the mayor said I'm ready to do the bris milah because then you would have to wait another 7 days. So that case not going to work either. So the Gemara says a pash the teres. No, the avinu like kol shiva. It's talking about where that had happened a week ago and the 7 days from when the fever broke coincided. During this time, in between the shchit of the carbon pasach and the achil of the carbon pasach, but the Gemara says if that's the case, v'nemale mitzafra, then he should have done the bris milah in the morning. So the Gemara says, meaning any time you wait for bris milah, you wait for the 8th day. So 8th day in the morning, vayashkim avram babaykes, reason makdim la mitzvahs by shachris. That's usually when you make a bris milah. So lechura, sure you have to wait 7 days from when the fever breaks, but shouldn't they do the bris milah in the morning? So the Gemara says, beina me'es leis. So when it comes to fever, when it comes to this halacha, you have to wait me'es leis. You can't just do it first thing in the morning. You actually have to wait a full 24 hours or times 7 from when this whole situation happened. Says the Gemara, is that true? Vatanu luda toda. Us, Luda Rashi says, was the name of a Chacham. So this Chacham Luda said, Yoim Havra Asai Ki Yoim Hivaldoi, that the day that the child gets better is like the day that he was born. What's the pshat? Pashim pshat. I mean, just like the day the child was born, you do it the 8th day from then. So too, the day the child got better, from the day that it was Choltzah Seichama, from the day that the fever broke, that's when you do it on the 8th day. But says the Gemara, my love doesn't mean Yoim Hivaldoi, that my Yoim Hivaldoi Abina Meis Leis, just like when it comes to Mila Bishmini, you don't do it may eslays, but you do it first thing in the morning. Mitzayon kekula. It's the 8th day in the morning. You do the bris milah. So after yom avrasi, you'll be in a may eslays. Presumably, when it comes to yom avrasi, it should be the same way. The Gemara says lo. Adif yom avrasi, yom yivaldei. Really, yom avrasi is more chomer than yom yivaldei. Ilu yom yivaldei, you'll be in a may eslays. As it relates to yom yivaldei, you just wait until the 8th day, then you can do the bris milah. Ilu yom avrasi, but when it comes to yom avrasi, you'll be in a may eslays. Over here, you do need may eslays, and being that you need may eslays. So therefore, that could be what the case is. Again, so we have a hechatimtza, says the Gemara, where it's possible that there was a child that at the time that his father brought the Karban Pesach, the fact that he was an Aro was not an issue. Then, at the time that he came to eat the Karban Pesach, suddenly the fact that he was an Aro was an issue. And the Gemara doesn't understand what the case is. Mamonavshach, if he was an Aro, Balel Tezvav, he should have been an Aro that morning already, because if there was a Chiyav Mila, the Chiyav Mila would have been in the morning. And if the Chiyav Mila would have been in the morning, so he would have been ma'aktiv already in the Asi of the Karban Pesach. How's it possible that he first became a problem at night? So the Gemara wanted to say, oh, this maybe is a raya to the Grace of Shaila. You see from here that Arelos, Shaloi Bezmana, is considered Arelos. And the case is where the child was born in between the Asi of the Karban Pesach and the Achil of the Karban Pesach. But the Gemara rejected it. This is the first, as we're going to see, of several rejections, and that is, says the Gemara, no, hachav b'mayaskinon, we're talking about a child that, when the 8th day came, was running a fever, and as a result, the mayor was not ready to do bris milah. Then the fever broke, The halacha is you have to wait until the eighth day because Yom Avrasa is Kiyom Yivaldei, but not Mamish Kiyom Yivaldei. It's a little bit more chomer. It's Kiyom Yivaldei that you wait until the eighth day. However, it has to be Me'es Leis. And the case is where the child's fever had broke sometime during the late in the day. It was in the afternoon. So they waited Me'es Leis until the Me'es Leis, you weren't allowed to do the Bris Milah. When the Shas HaSi'as Karban Pesach came, the father couldn't do the Bris Milah. But at the time of the Achilah, it already passed the Me'es Leis of the eighth day, and that's why there was an issue of eating the Karban Pesach without doing the Bris Milah. Rav Papa said a different time. It's a more pashut there. It's like you're going to Kovle Eine Liyanuka. It's talking about where the child didn't get a Bris Milah Bismane, but not because he was running a fever. Right? Running a fever, as we saw from the Gemara, now it's a little complicated. You have to wait a week, Meisleis, not Meisleis, Mavrosik, Mivaldi. No, it's very simple. There was another issue. For example, there was something wrong with the eye of the child. The Itbach Beini Beini. And then the eye got better. Then you don't have to wait anymore. 8 days, there's no halacha meisleis. As soon as the child gets better, the halacha is the mother's allowed to do the bris milah. The child happened to have gotten better during this interim period of time. That's how it was negated. Rava said a third teretz. Kigoyin shahayu aviv ve'imoy chavushim bebeis ha'asurim. The case is where the parents were chavush bebeis ha'asurim. This is a hechatimtza that we've seen already a few times that the Gemara got out of situations making this a kimta. And that is the case where the parents just physically they were unsim. They couldn't do the bris milah. Bein Arbayim, because they just practically weren't around. Then, in the afternoon, they were already around. At that point, the Karban Pesach had been brought on their behalf. There was no issue then. But when it came time to eat from the Karban Pesach, they weren't allowed to eat the Karban Pesach because they hadn't done a Bris Milah. Rav Kana Breda, Rav Nechem Yomar, he said a fourth mahalak, going tumtum. It's talking about where this child was a tumtum. Shenikra v'nimtza zachar. So a tumtum is someone where his aver is covered. So we don't know if he's a zachar in a keva. What happened was the area that was covering the aver got torn. And we found out that this child was a zachar. And being that we found that he was a zachar then, baini baini, during this interim period of time, so b'shashchita, Bishastasi of the Karban Pesach, there was no ma'akif, this child. Why? Because at that point he was a tumtum. We didn't even know if he was a zachar in a keva. It all became nisgala when, afterwards, before the achila, and that's where it's going to be negated. The salach. Rav Shrav Yomei said another nafkimin. Going to hoitzi roishay chutz leproister. So he had a little bit of a complicated case. The case is where the child's head came out of the proister of the mother. And then what happened was the child ended up going back in. Now the halacha is that in the event that something like this would happen, the halacha of Bris Milah, the days, the meter would start ticking from that day. That would be day one of the child's life. So what happened was, halacha b'mayaskin, let's just get the case. The case is where the head of the child came out of the mother. It was considered then his Yom Hivaldai, but the head went back in. The child wasn't born until the eighth day, Bein Arbayim, after the Shechit of the Karban Pesach, before the Karban Pesach was eaten. Now, you can't tell me, how did the father not do the Bris Milah at the time of the Shechita? Because the child wasn't born yet. But at the same time, the moment he was born, he was already 8 days old. How's it possible for someone to be born 8 days old? Here's the case. So it wasn't a problem as it relates to the Asiya, but it was a problem as it relates to the Achim. The Gemara says, Michai, could a child like this live? As soon as a child leaves and enters the Aver of the world, things that were opened when he was in his mother's womb become closed, and things that were closed become open. It has to be that way, because what is closed in the mother's womb needs to be closed. What's open when he leaves Avraham needs to be open, and vice versa. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that in the event that this child was hoitzi roishay chutz leproizdoi, say he was yatzal Avraham. Once he's yatzal Avraham, he's niftach hasasim v'nistam hapasuach. Now all of a sudden everything changes, right? The umbilical cord gets disconnected. Things start happening physically and biologically, which wouldn't allow the child to live anymore. So it's not possible based on the concept of niftach hasasim v'nistam hapasuach, says the Gemara, for a child to be yatzal Avraham and at the same time be able to continue to live inside. So the case not possible. It's just not possible that a child would be Yatzal Avar Oilam and then 8 days later you're giving him a Bris Milah. Samar says, no, it is possible. Hakam Mayaskin, it's talking about going to Zanse Ishta. It's talking about where this child ran a fever, and because he ran a fever, he was able to live. The fever sustained him. Zanse, Miloshin Mizainas. So the fever is what kept him going. The Gemara says, Ishtama, 1 second. Who ran this fever? We're going to go backwards now. Ilim Ishta Didei, if he's the one that ran the fever. Oh, Yachi Kol Shevabai. So you have to wait another 7 days. So we didn't accomplish anything by saying this, and you'll tell me, okay, Okay, we waited 7 days. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. So what are we gaining with this teretz? So the Gemara says, "Oh, there's answer ish to the ime." So the mother was running a fever, and the mother's fever somehow was sustaining the child. Or you could say, "Hani mili heichad olei ma'avi." The Gemara says that when is it true that a child that is nistam niftach asasim and nistam apasuach can't live? That's loy ma'avi if the child doesn't cry. Aval heichad ma'avi if the child cries, mechayichay. Somehow the crying of the child is going to sustain this child. Incidentally, there's a big discussion what exactly this means. Some say that this is something that's so not comprehensible from a scientific perspective that must be there was a different girsa. The Diktuke Seifrim actually had a different girsa in this Gemara. Ayin Sham. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbana. Another Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbana. Oral Mekabel Hazah. An oral is allowed to do Hazah. So we're talking about someone that's Tamei Tumas Meis. With Allah, he needs Hazah from the Parah Aduma in order for him to be Tar. It just so happens this person was an oral. So the question is, if someone's an oral, could you do Hazan and Aral, or could you not do Hazan and Aral? I guess the Gemara had it said that maybe an Aral is someone that's problematic, and therefore Hazah is not chal on an Aral. So Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbana, an Aral is mekabel Hazah. Shekeim asinu b'aviseinu, shekiblu Hazah k'shein arenu. Because you find that aviseinu, the Zaydas of Klal Yisrael, they received Hazah, even though they were Arelim. Now what's the context? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Yehoshua, which is really going to take us to the end of the daf, which is going to segue us into tomorrow's daf, which is going to bring us to some classic Gemaras. And that is, we know that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Nisan. In fact, they emerged from the Yarden, which meant the other side of Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, on Yud Nisan, which was right around the time that they had to bring the Karban Pesach. And they brought the Karban Pesach, B'tahira. Now, the Gemara assumes that was a big problem. The reason that was a big problem is because the Yidden had been Tomei Meis from the time that they had spent in the Midbar. We know Yidden were always dying in the Midbar. Everybody died, with few exceptions. So the Yidden were all presumed to be Tomei Tumas Meis, yet they were able to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, if they brought the Karban Pesach, Bal Karchach, they had the Parah Aduma, which means there was Hazah. Now, here's the punchline. The punchline is that the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, many, many, many of them had not had Bris Milah done to them yet. We're going to see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, they had not had Bris Milah done. In fact, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, all the children that were born in Mitzrayim did not get Bris Milah. Hard to believe. But that's the way it was. They didn't have Bris Milah. That means they were Arelim. Yet, they had the requisite 7 days that they needed to prepare for the Karban Pesach. Now, they first got Bris Milah, it's just simple math, when they entered Eretz Yisrael. They entered Eretz Yisrael, Yud Nisan. Yud Nisan is 4 days before you bring the Karban Pesach, which means that the Tahira process of everything would have had to have started already. Yet, they're doing Hazah when they're still Arelim, because they didn't do Bris Milah until they came to Eretz Yisrael. Must be Aram Mekabel Hazah. Again, shekem otzinu b'aviseinu shkiblu hazak shein arelim shenemar v'am olam min hayarden b'asal achodesh harishon b'asara. So the Gemara, b'asara, like Me'ili, says the Gemara on the 10th day, the day that they actually landed, they didn't do Bris Milah b'shem chol shadorcha. Hazah im asav v'duhu. So when did they do the hazah? Lav shein arelim. Must be they did it when they were arelim. So just based on cheshbon, it has to be they had hazah when they were arelim. The Gemara says, v'dumal yavet pesach lal. Why are you assuming that they brought the carbon pesach? Maybe they didn't bring the carbon pesach. Maybe they didn't bring the government pesach. It's so it's a pasuk. The chesiv ayasu is a pesach. It says clearly they brought the government pesach. Maslo marzutro. Marzutro has another catch of duma pesach above the tumahayo. Maybe they brought the government pesach, but maybe roiv the yidden with tame, and it was brought using the halacha of tumahutru betzibor. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravashi, Ravashi said Tanya tzabraiso behedya amafurish abraiso malu the yidden did bris milah, v'tavli did tfila v'asu pescheyen betahira. They brought a betahira. So you see clearly that it was not a pesach above betum." One more Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak Amar Rab. Rab Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rab. Le'nitna Priyas Milo L'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was not given the mitzvah of Priya. So we know that Mila, the mitzvah of Mila, is made up of two components. The first component is what's known as Mila. Second component is what's known as Priya. Mila is when the Moel removes the Arla. Priya is when he takes the skin, the membrane that's underneath the Arla, he peels it back to expose the Aver in a way to show that this person had the Bris Milah done. So just removing the Arla, there's still like a flap of skin. So when that skin is peeled back, that exposes the area and it makes it clear that this person is Gemalit. The Mishnah says, Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amed Beis, at the end of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milah, that Mol V'loi Para Es HaMilah Ki'ilu Loi Mol.
If someone does Mila, he doesn't do Priya, it's as if he didn't do Mila. In other words, Mila, as we know it, is made up of two components, both of which are Ma'akev. Sai the Mila, Sai the Priya. Now, we know that the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of Mila to Avram Avinu, stating that Rabbi Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav that although Avram Avinu had the mitzvah of Mila, Abolei Nitna Priyas Mila LaAvram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't have the mitzvah of Priya. So he didn't have the mitzvah of Mila the way we know it. He had the Mila part, but he didn't have the Priya part. How do I know that? Shenemar, he said, I know from a pasuk in Yeshua. It says, Ba'esahi Omer Hashem al Yeshua, Asay l'chachar v'yisurim, v'shuv moyles b'nei Yisrael sheinis. Go ahead and do another bris Mila, says the Rav, that from that pasuk I know that Yeshua ben Nun was doing something that Avram Avinu had not done, and that is he was doing Priya. So the Gemara says, where do you see it? You see it from the fact that Yeshua ben Nun did Bris Mila, but Hanach Toloi Mal. L'chura, what he was doing Bris Mila for the people that didn't have Mila yet. The pasuk says, I'll read the whole pasuk, Ki mulim hayu kol am hayoytzim. All the children that were born in the Midbar had not had Bris Mila. So when the pasuk says Yeshua ben Nun did Bris Mila, all it means is that he's doing Bris Mila on the children that were born in Mitzrayim. You don't see that he's being mechadesh something in Mila, such as Priya. So the Gemara says, I hear, that's for sure Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. But in Cain, if that's all the Pasuk means, then what does it mean when it says Vishuv Moiles Bnei Yisrael Sheinis? Vishuv means a second thing. What's this Vishuv? Rashi. The Mashma Zimna Achriti. That even the ones that had Mila, there's something else going on. Elav Shema Minola Priya. Must be that it was Priya. But the Gemara says, if that's the case with my Sheinis, meaning just like Vishuv sounds like it's referring to something else, the word Sheinis also sounds a little bit like it's referring to something else. So if Shuv means Priya, what does Sheinis mean? So the Gemara says, Lakushi Saif Mila Tchilas Mila. It's just coming to compare Priya to the first part of the Mila. Matchilas Mila Ma'akev, just like the first part is Ma'akev. Af Soif Mila Ma'akvin, so too, the Soif Mila is going to be Ma'akev as well. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Eilein, Tzitzin, Ma'akvin, and Samila. The following are the Tzitzin that are Ma'akvin and Samila. These Tzitzin that need to be scaled back as part of the Priya. Basra Achoifes Reva Atara, the Basra that covers the majority of the circumference of the Atara. If there's so much Basra, then that would be Ma'akev, and that would be a problem. If someone has that, he's considered an Aral, and as an Arperic, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Ravina said, Vitem Rabbi Yirmi Barab, something Rabbi Rabbi said, that Basra Achoifes Reva Gavish Atara. You don't need that it should cover this Basra, the majority of the circumference of the Atara, in order for it to be considered something that's Ma'akev, but even if it's only in one area, and it's only Rav Goiva Shel Atara in that particular area, that in and of itself would be enough for it to be Tzitzim Ma'akvin Asamila. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, Omer Rav Bar Yitzchok Omer Rav, Lo Nitna Priyas Mila LaAvram Avinu. The mitzvah Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Who was it given to? Ostensibly, it was given to Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun was mechadish something in the mitzvah of Mila, and the pasuk makes an emphasis and says sheinis, that what Yeshua ben Nun was mechadish, which is the mitzvah of Priya, was really equally as important and ma'akiv as the first part of the bris Mila, because malvale para is ki'ilu loyma. So there's a toisvis right here on the Yom that I think is kedai to learn together inside. The Tosfos is made up of a Resha and a Seifa. There's the first part of the Tosfos, the second part of the Tosfos. I think it's kedai to learn this Tosfos, and then we'll springboard into a little bit of light raid. Tosfos dibur ha-mascha le-nitna priyas mila la-Avram Avinu. So Rav said that even though Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of mila, but Avram Avinu was never given the mitzvah of priya. Zok Tosfos umikomak. Even though Avram Avinu was never given the mitzvah of priya, but Avram para milasan. Avram Avinu went and he did do priya. Afag after loy nitztava. Even though he was never commanded, kidaama bebreishis rabba, as is mevur in breishis rabba, da afilu erev tafshilin kaim. That Avram Avinu was mekayim kol atayra kula, va afilu erev tafshilin. So says Tosfos that if Avram Avinu was mekayim kol atayra kula, even erev tafshilin, so certainly he would have been mekayim the mitzvah of priya. So says Tosfos that even though the Gemara says loy nitna priya smilu la Avram Avinu, but it's poshit that Avram Avinu did Priya. Why? Because, you see, he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even though he wasn't commanded. Afilu Erev Tavshilim. Incidentally, Tosfos says, K'da'amar B'Breishis Rabbah. It's a Breishis Rabbah that Afilu Erev Tavshilim Kayim. All the Achroinim asked that it's not just a Breishis Rabbah. It's a Talmud Bavli. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chof Ches Amidbeis. But the Gemara says, Kayim Avram Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilim. So why is Tosfos quoting a Breishis Rabbah? Isn't it a Mefurish Gemara? But either way, says Tosfos that even though it's true, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was never in Stava on Priya, but at the same time, it's Pasha, it says Tosfos, that he observed it. That's the first part of Tosfos. Second part of Tosfos is V'im Toimer. It's Mashmah from the Gemara that Avraham Avinu didn't have Priya. Who was the one that was Mechadesh Priya? Who introduced Priya to the Jewish nation? It was Yeshua Benon. Says Tosfos, Im loy nitna Priya ad Yeshua. If Priya wasn't given until Yeshua Benon, that means it was Yeshua Benon's Chiddush. How can we learn something from Yeshua Benon? Haksiv, the Pasuk says, Elaham mitzvois, she'ein Navi rashoi l'chadesh davar me'ato. We know a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh any mitzvah. So if a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh a mitzvah, Frey Tosfos, how is Yeshua Benon able to be Mechadesh the mitzvah of Priya? A bumbakasha says Tosfos v'yishloimer talach l'moishe misinayu. You have to say that really the mitzvah priya was alach l'moishe misinay. The Yeshua asmechei akra. All Yeshua benun did was is he gave us a pasuk. Just like the Gemara says in a bunch of places, a lot of alachas we learn from Sefer Yecheskel. Says the Gemara, and before Yecheskel came, we didn't know this alach. The Gemara says no. Really, it was always alach l'moishe misinay. Va'asa Yecheskel v'asmechei akra. Yecheskel came and he gave us a pasuk. It's in that same vein. Yeshua benun wasn't the mechadish. Yeshua ben Nun just came and he gave us an asmachta. Incidentally, the Ramami panel says that we know a Navi is not allowed to be mechadish any mitzvah. Eila ha-mitzvahis, she'ein Navi rashoi l'chadish dava me'ata, Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel, right? A Navi is not allowed to be mechadish anything. However, ha'yirah shah, a Navi is allowed to be mechadish. Exhibit A is Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Eliyahu had the Yidden bring a carbon outside of the Makom HaMikdash because it was a Hirasha. So a Navi can't be Mechadish a mitzvah, he can't be Mevatel a mitzvah, but for Hirasha, he's allowed to get Yidden to violate a principle in the Torah. The Ramami Pano said a Chiddush. He said that was true for every Navi with the exception of Yeshua Benun. He said Yeshua Benun was not able to be Mechadish anything even for Hirasha. And he said the reason is because the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra that Pnei Moshe was Kepnei Achama and Pnei Yeshua was Kepnei Alavona. We know the Chama, the sun, is a source of light. The moon is not a source of light. All the moon does is it reflects the light of the sun. He says Yeshua ben Nun was Bechavtza Alavona. And all he was able to do was project the art of his grace to Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Chama. But just like the moon doesn't have a source of light, Yeshua ben Nun did not have his own source of light. That even though a Navi ordinarily for Hirah Shah could be Mechadish something, Yeshua Benun couldn't even be Mechadish Kefi Hirah Shah. But either way, Tosfos says in the second part of Tosfos that Yeshua Benun is the one that was Mechadish Priya. What happened to Eila Mitzvah Yeshay Navi Rashoy Lechadish Dava Miyato? And we're just adding a Knech, not a necessary Knech, a Befar Tagishmak a Knech. The Ramam Yipano says even for Hirah Shah, Yeshua Benun is not able to be Mechadish Dava Miyato. V'yishloimar says Tosfos, you have to say that the simple reading of the Gemara is inaccurate, it's incorrect. Yeshua ben Nun is not the one that was Mechadish Priya. Priya was something that was given to the Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai. It's not mentioned in the Torah, like many halachas L'moishim Yisinai that are not mentioned in the Torah. But it was halacha L'moishim Yisinai. All Yeshua ben Nun did was he came and he gave us the pasuk. He gave us a Torah Shebiksav that we could put our hands on that show us the halacha of Priya. But as it relates to the Ikar halacha, that something says Tosfos was really a halacha l'moishe misina. So as it relates to the raid, the first part of Tosfos, Tosfos says that even though Rav said loinitna priyas milo l'Avram Avinu, but at the same time mikamokim Avram para milosan, Avram Avinu did Priya anyways. Afagaf the loinitstava. That Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. I was thinking one Ha'ara. The Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, at the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha, V'Avram ben Tishim V'Teish HaShana, Avram was 99 years old, Behimoyloi Besar Arlasai. when he gave himself a bris milah. So the end of Parashas Lech Lecha is when Avram Avinu receives the tzivui from Hashem to do bris milah. How old was Avram Avinu when he did the bris milah? He was 99 years old. Then the pasuk says, V'Yishmael benoi, and his son Yishmael was ben shloish esrei shana, he was 13 years old, behimailoi es psara lasai, when he had his bris milah. So Avram Avinu was 99, and Yishmael was 13. Yitzchak wasn't born yet. Yitzchak was born a year later, and Yitzchak was 8 days old when he had his bris milah. But Avraham Avinu was 99, Yishmael was 13. Rashi asks Akasha. Rashi says, quoting a medrash, V'Avram ben tishin v'teisha shana, behimoyloi b'sarar lasai. V'Yishmael benoi, ben shleish esrei shana, behimoyloi eis b'sarar lasai. Freak the Medrash, why by the Mila of Yishmael does it say Eis Pesara Lasai? And by the Mila of Avram it does not say Eis Pesara Lasai. V'Avram ben Tishin v'teish Hashana b'himoyloi Pesara Lasai. V'Yishmael benoi ben Shloish Hesri Shana b'himoyloi Eis Pesara Lasai. Zok Rashni, b'himoyloi Eis Pesara Lasai. B'Avram loi nemar Eis. By Avram Avinu doesn't say Eis. L'fish loi hoya chaser elachituch basar. Because all Avram's bris Mila was comprised of was the chituch habasar shekvar nismaich al yedei tashmish, because his aver was already nismaich al yedei tashmish, and as a result it wasn't necessary to do anything other than remove the basar. Avul Yishmael shal yeyeled, but Yishmael that was a child, huskak lachtoich arlo, he needed to remove the arlo vilefraya hamilo, and he also had to do priya lokach nemar boy. That's why it says Eis Besara Lasai. So says Rashi, you want to know why by Avram Avinu it doesn't say Eis Besara Lasai, and by Yishmael it says Eis Besara Lasai? Because Yishmael's bris milah was a different bris milah than Avram's. Yishmael's bris milah involved milah and priya. But Avram Avinu, shekfar nismaich al yedei tashmish, all he required was chituch basar. That's why he doesn't say ace. Ace is always l'rabbis. Yishmael, ace psara lasa is l'rabbis priya. But as it relates to Avram, it doesn't say ace. L'rabbis has a priya. Now, muskarishan, this Rashi, this Medrash, seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Yitzchok, Amar Rabba li nitna priya smila l'Avram Avinu. Here you have a Mefurish Rashi. The Rashi says he did do priya. Oh, but the emes is, at first glance, the teretz is bullshit. Because Tosfos already spoke out that even though it's true Avram Avinu wasn't itztava, but Avram Avinu went and he did do the priya. So it's true that Avram Avinu wasn't itztava. It's also true that Rashi brings a chumash in the name of the Bereishis Rabba that by Yishmael there was a priya. I had a zichtim. What Tosfos says that even though he wasn't itztava, mikomokim Avram para milosan, Avram Avinu did the priya anyways. But I was thinking, could be it's very very meduric in Tosfos, because it bothered me when I learned the Tosfos. Tosfos says lo nitna priya smila l'Avram Avinu. Look at Tosfos lashon umikomokim Avram para milosan. Avram did priya on their mila. Why did Avram only do priya on their mila? Why didn't he do priya on his own mila? I think this Rashi is the teretz. It's enough for the Rashi in Chumash. It's because so it wasn't a gay of him to do priya for himself. All he had to do was chituch basar. Avul Yishmael and the rest of his family, there he taka did priya as well. But al koponim could be this deal. Kumi komakim Avram para Milosan. What about Milosai? The teretz is for Avram Avinu himself, who wasn't a gay priya, because from Avram Avinu was trying to smile chayidei tashem. But either way, this is Tosfos Chiddush, that even though Avram Avinu wasn't itztava on priya, but at the same time he did priya, and it would seem to be very, very supported by this medrash, which is a Rashi in Chumash, the second to last Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. But this Tosfos, I think, segues us to one of the most famous kashas of all time, and that is, we know Avram Avinu was 99 years old. He had not done bris milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm giving you a mitzvah, the mitzvah of milah. Makshama olam, that why did Avram Avinu wait for the Eibishter to tell him to do bris milah before he did bris milah? If Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, v'afilu erev tafshilin, then l'chura he should have done bris milah even before he was commanded. And this Tosfos brings it out so fast. Because you see that even after he was commanded to do bris milah, he was only commanded to do the chituch, but he wasn't commanded to do the priya. Umikomakim, says Tosfos, Avram para milosan. Avok avtolein etztava. Kinda omar, dafilu erev tavshilin kayim. Because you see, he was mekayim, even erev tavshilin. So Avram Avinu, even though he was never commanded to do the priya, he went and did the priya anyways. Why? Because that's what Avram Avinu did. He kept kol HaTorah Kulo, even though he wasn't commanded. So why did Avram Avinu not do the milah actually? The minute he was commanded to do the milah, he did the priya atzalei nitzdava. So why is it that Avram Avinu did not do the bris milah Achaloy Nitzdam. This kasha is a very, very famous kasha. And there were many, many terutzim that were set over to this kasha. Very, very quickly, I think it's kedai to mention four. The first teretz, and maybe the most famous teretz is, because Avraham Avinu understood that the mitzvah of milah is something you can only do once. It's not a mitzvah you can do to Erev Tav Shilin every single time. Yontif falls out. Samach L'Shabbos, you can make an Erev Tav Shilin. But mitzvah milah is something you can do once. A person can be an oral one time. He does bris milah. He's not going to be an oral anymore. He was ready to kaim the mitzvah. When Avraham Avinu did the mitzvahs, actually in its tada, he was doing the mitzvahs as an inner mitzvah v'oisa. Avraham Avinu was happy to do mitzvahs as an inner mitzvah v'oisa all day long, but not at the expense of being able to do the mitzvah as a mitzvah v'oisa, because God Allah mitzvah v'oisa, yoisev in bishne inner mitzvah v'oisa. So every mitzvah which he could do again and again and again, so I'll do it as an inner mitzvah v'oisa, and then if I'm zaycha, I'll do it as a mitzvah v'oisa as well. Oh, but the mitzvah for Mila, once Avraham Avinu was going to do it as an inner mitzvah v'oisa, it wasn't going to be shayich for him to do it again as a mitzvah v'oisa. And if it's for that reason, zok de velt, this teretz is an old teretz, goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, that's the reason why Avraham Avinu did not do bris milah. The reason he didn't do bris milah is because he felt if he would do it once as an ein mitzvah v'oisa, he'd never be able to do it as a mitzvah v'oisa. What's the ha'ara on this teretz? The ha'ara is, then why was priya different? Then why did Avraham Avinu run to do priya? He'll never be able to do priya again. Maybe the Eibishter will be mitzvah him one day to do priya, and he would have lost his chance because he did it as an ein mitzvah v'oisa. He won't be able to do it as a mitzvah v'oisa. There's a teretz to this. Maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. But that's the first teretz. The second teretz is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that it could be the reason is because we spoke yesterday. The Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Ki Olecha Hayiragnu Kol Hayoyim. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Zumila Bishmini, Rashi, the Zimnin Demayas, that Bris Mila was very, very dangerous. It was very, very dangerous once upon a time, to the point that Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem and says, Ki Olecha Hayiragnu Kol Hayoyim, referring to the mitzvah of Mila. If that's the case, it comes out that for a person to do bris Mila, he's really putting his life at risk. Is a person allowed to put his life at risk to do a mitzvah? It's not so pasha. Now, the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah, like we mentioned yesterday, where inherently eingebacked in the mitzvah, part of the DNA the mitzvah is that you're obligated to take certain risks. But that's only true if you're mitzvah v'oisa. That's true if you're commanded to do the mitzvah. But Avraham Avinu, actually in Itztav, said the Chassam Sofer couldn't do bris Mila. You know why? Because he's violating a principle in the Torah, v'nishmartim es nafshei seichem. He was put on this world to serve his creator, and he's going to go now as an ein mitzvah v'oisa for extra credit, do something that may pull his plug that won't allow him anymore to go and be marbik feit shemayim, which is his tachlis, which is chayvasle ba'ilam. He has no right to do that, said the Chassam Sofer. If you have a mitzvah, so you have a mitzvah. But for Avraham Avinu, as an ein mitzvah v'oisa, to have gone ahead and done bris mila, which was something that involved sakonis nefashis, it was something he wasn't allowed to do. So once you're nitztava, that's all the rate of yesterday's daf. But actually nitztava, until you're not nitztava, a person would have no right. And that's why, said the Chassam Sofer, that's why I said the Chassam Sofer Avraham Avinu couldn't do bris mila. Actually, in Itzdava. There's another teretz, another classic teretz that was said to this kasha, and that is bris mila is bechefza a bris. It's a covenant. What's a bris? A bris is something that once upon a time was not so uncommon that people would do. In fact, the bris bein apsarim, Rashi says in Chumash, was something that people used to do. Two people, they were involved in some sort of transaction, and instead of just drinking l'chaim or saying mazal, they would do it old school. They would take an animal, they would chop it in half, they would walk through the animal. Right? That's the origin and the history of even what the bris bein apsarim was, which was one of the great mystical events of all time. But there's a concept of a bris. A bris is when two people engage together in a pact, for lack of a better word. But a bris has to be two-sided. A person can say, oh, I'm making a bris with you if this person's sleeping. No, both people together need to be engaged in the bris in order for it to work. To make a bris as an ein mitzvah v'oisa is something that's feasibly not possible. Because a bris by definition means you have two parties that are interested in this arrangement. But to the extent that one person is just doing it on his own and he was never commanded, so then what would make it a bris? So when there was a tzivoy, now there's a cheftza bris. But actually in Itztava, there was no cheftza bris, and it's for that reason, Zogin D'Achroinim, could be, maybe that's why Avraham Avinu, even though he kept Kala Terekula, Va'afilu Erev Tavshilim, but at the same time, to do bris mila, as the Enim Etzuv Vaisa, actually in Itztava, wasn't something that he did. But there's a fourth teretz. And the fourth teretz is the most lamdisha teretz, and it said over in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that the reason Avraham Avinu didn't do Bris Milah until he was Nitztava is because the mitzvah of Milah isn't simply to remove a little bit of basar. The mitzvah of Milah is to remove the Arla. And said the Brisker Rav that until Avraham Avinu was commanded to do the mitzvah of Milah, there was no cheftza, there was no mitzias of Arla. And because there was no mitzias of Arla, there was no mokim for him to go and do a bris Milah. Could he have gone through this procedure? Yeah, of course that's something that he could have done. But that wouldn't have been bris Milah. Bris Milah is to take the Arla which is Ma'usa Ha'arla, Sheniskanu Ba'arishayim, to take that Arla which is Ma'usa, as we saw in the beginning of the daf, and to remove that. That is the definition, that's what the Cheftza of Milah is. So said the Brisker Rav that Avraham Avinu could have removed that Basar, but that's not Milah. Milah is Hasaras Ha'arla, and there was no Cheftza of Arla, there was no Metzias of Arla, said the Brisker Rav, Achalei Netzava. And being that there was no Metzias of Arla, Achalei Netzava, so he says that's why Avraham Avinu physically, he pashut couldn't do bris milah. Yeah, he could have removed the basar, but to do bris milah, that's something that he couldn't have done, and that's why Avraham Avinu didn't do the bris milah actually in its tava. So just two hoisafis from the gedoyli achrayim as it relates to the Brisker Rav, and we're going to end with this. The first is a classic meshach achma, hafla of a fella, and it's mamish today's daf. So the pasuk says right in the beginning of the parasha milah, in the end of parashas lach lecha, vayihi Avram ben tishim shana v'teisha shana. Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem el Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears. He reveals himself to Avram. Vayomer Elav, and he tells him, Ani kel shakai, hishalech lefonai, veheye tamim. He says, I want you to walk in front of me, veheye tamim, and I want you to be complete. Implying that he was incomplete. He's about to give him the mitzvah of Milah. Ve'etno brisi beinu uveinecho. I'm going to give you a bris beinu uveinecho. Ve'arba oischa b'ma'od ma'od. And I'm going to make you arba. You're going to end up being a great nation. Says the pasuk. As soon as Avraham Avinu heard this, vayipal Avraham alpanav. Avraham Avinu fell on his face. Vayidabe yuta elikim leimar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avraham while he was lying on the floor. And you have the whole mitzvah of Milah. And he ne brisi itach vayisal la'avam ingoyim. V'lo yikar oide shimcha Avraham vayishimcha Avraham. Ki Avraham. And the Yud Gimel Brisos of Bris Milah are all mentioned right here in the end of Parashas Lach Lecha. But as soon as Avraham Avinu told, as soon as Hashem told Avraham that I'm about to give you this bris, what was Avraham's reaction? Vayipol Avraham alponav. Avraham Avinu fell. Says Rashi, why did Avraham Avinu fall? What happened? So Rashi says the reason is because being that Avraham Avinu was right now a mum. Right now, Avraham Avinu did not have Bris Milah, so it was Toshash Koichoi, and he didn't have the Koyach that he needed in order to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's for that reason that Vayipal Avram Mimoy Rashchina. Here's the Rashi. Sha'ad Shaloi Ma Loi Hoi Bai Koyach Lamoi. Because until he had the Bris Milah, he didn't have the Koyach to stand. V'ruach HaKadosh Nitzev Esolov. So the Ruach HaKadosh was standing on top of him. V'zeu Shinema Bebilam, etc. A Bezok Rashi. That you want to know why Avraham Avinu fell? Because he wasn't Gemalit. And because he wasn't Gemalit, he didn't have the Koyach that he needed in order for him to be able to stand and communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says in the pasuk, Vayipal Avram Alponav. Why? Because he's not Gemalit, and because he's not Gemalit, he doesn't have the koyach to stand in front of the Eibush. The Freit Rameh Simcha says, I don't say, is this the first time the Eibush ever spoke to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. In the beginning of Parshas Lach Lecha, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha. How old is Avraham Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Lach Lecha? He's 75 years old. The Bris Bein Absarim. The Seder Olam says that Avraham Avinu was 70 years old by the Bris Bein Absarim. Even though in the beginning of Parshas Lach Lecha, Avraham is 75, and then the Bris Bein Absarim, which is in the middle of Parshas Lach Lecha, Avraham Avinu is 70, he gets somehow 5 years younger during the course of the Parsha, but that's the Metzias, Ein Mukdam Mo'ocher, and Avraham Avinu was 70, 75. This is not the first time that Avraham Avinu spoke to the Eivishta, and all of a sudden, Hashem speaks to Avraham, Vayipoil Avraham Alponov, Vayidaber Ita Elikim Leimer, Zokrashi Wai, Mimoira Hashchino, because he didn't have the Koyach to stand Achaloimo. Frank Ramey Simcha, what was up until now? How come the beginning of Parshas Lach Lecha doesn't say in the Torah Vayipal Avram? Why here does it say Vayipal Avram? Zok Ramey Simcha, you know why? Because until the end of Parshas Lach Lecha, Avram Avinu had never been nitzavah to do Bris Milah. Because the Eibishter never told him about Bris Milah, so the Arla wasn't an Arla. And it wasn't Mu'usa Arla. And therefore there was no problem. He was able to stand. You know what happened right here? The Hashem comes to Avram and he says, "Salich lefanai veheye samim ve'etno brisi beinu veinecha ve'arbe oischa b'moid ma'od." He just gave him the mitzvah of Milo. The second he gave him the mitzvah of Milo, now all of a sudden Avram Avinu's an Arul. Etach machan abris Milo. He doesn't have a bris Milo. Now he has Meusa Arul. Vayipol Avram alponov. Now he fell. He didn't fall until now. You know why? Because up until now he wasn't an Arul. Says Rameh Simcha. I'll explain it to you with a mashal. Mashal l'ma'ad avadayma. Says the Gemara. What would be if you have an Arul who's less than 8 days old? What's the Shaila? Now in our Gemara, the Gemara was never poshut the Ibaya, but says Rameh Simcha, there's a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says Arela Shaloi Bezmana Loi Havi Arul. It's not Arelus. So you see, the mere fact that a person has that flap of skin is nothing. What it is it's the Meusa Arlo. And just like a child till he's 8 days old, because he doesn't have a mitzvah of Milo, so there's no Meusa Arla, and you don't have the halacha of Arla Yoichla B'Truma. So too says Rameh Simcha, till Avram Avinu got the mitzvah, till he got the mitzvah Mila, since there was no Meusa Arla, if there was no Meusa Arla, he was able to stand. It's Tafkin, this Pasik, his Salich Lefana Veheye Samin, the Etna Brisi, Beinu Veinecha. All of a sudden, now Meusa Arla, there was a tzivoy of Mila, Vayipa Lavram Aponov, Vayidaber Ute Elikim Leimar. Half of a fella, Rameh Simcha. That's the first star. The second, Hoysafa. This vart from Aron Agriz, I saw in the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri from Reb Avram Meir Israel, and he brings this vart. He says that he heard it Mishmoy Shom Aron Achsam Sofer. That the Chsam Sofer asked the following question. The Chsam Sofer asked at the very end of Parshas Lach Lecha. So this is at the end of Lach Lecha. I looked in the Svarm of the Chsam Sofer. I didn't see it gedrikt, but he says he heard this in the name of the Chsam Sofer. That the pasuk says. So Hashem comes to Avram. And he gives him the mitzvah of Milo. And Yud Gimel Brisois, and you have the whole parasha of Bris Milo. Vayichal ledaber itoy. And then Hashem was finished talking to Avram Avinu. Says the Pasik, Vayal Elikim Eyal Avram. As soon as he finished talking to him, Vayal Elikim Eyal Avram. Elikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he ascended from Avram. Meaning, Kaviyoch, the Eibishter was on Avram. Just read the words. Vayal Elikim Eyal Avram. In fact, Rashi says, Loshin Nekiyahu Klape Shechina, V'lamadnu shatzadikim merkavtei shal makayim. It sounds like Kaviyachol the Eibishter was al Avraham, and now it was vayal elikim me'al Avram. He left. So the Chsam Sofer asked, "Why did Hashem leave Avram? Where do you find something like this? Hashem is talking to Avram. He's talking to Yitzchak. He's talking to Yaakov, and all of a sudden vayal elikim me'al Avram. Has that lost it? He left Avram." He's not there anymore. So the Chsam Sofer said the Pshat is Pashat. The Pshat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just finished giving Avram Avinu the mitzvah of Milo. And Avram Avinu had not done the Bris Milo yet. And because he hadn't done the Bris Milo yet, Avram Avinu was an Arul. And because he was an Arul, he wasn't Roy now to be the Merkava for the Shekhinah. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayalo Lekim Eyal Avram. I said the Chsam Sofer, what about until now? He says, no, until now wasn't a problem, because until now he hadn't gotten the commandment yet to do Bris Milo. So if he wasn't at Stavi yet to do Bris Milo, so there was no Meusa Arlo. If there was no Meusa Arlo, so what's the problem? It was Dafka right now in this Maimid, it was in this event that the Eibishter came to Avram Avinu and he gave him the mitzvah of Milo. So he's talking to him. But the second he finished the tzivui, the pasuk goes out of its way to emphasize Vayichal Edaber Itoy Vayal Olikim Eyal Avram. Now the Eibishter had to leave Avram Avinu. The Biskarov said that the reason Avram Avinu didn't do Bris Mila Achalein Etzdava is because there was no Meusa Arla Achalein Etzdava. What makes the Arla Meusa? It's the Tzivui that makes it Meusa. And the mitzvah is not just to remove it. It's to remove the Dover Amos. And until it's Chal Meusa, it doesn't pass a Kiyum Mitzvah's Mila. Rameh Simcha said, that's why as soon as the Eibishter comes and tells Avram about the mitzvah of Mila, he tells him, all of a sudden, Vayipal Avram, all of a sudden he can't stand Zagrashi. Yeah, because now he was Nitztav on Mila. Now the mitzvah was Chal. Now he has the Meusa Arla inside of him. And some of that is Meusa Arla, something that Davish and Itzganaba Rishon, he can't stand in front of the Shechina. The Chsam Sofer said, that's why at the end of this parasha, when he finished talking, Avram he was lying on the floor, he can't even stand. Vayipal, can't understand. Ruach HaKodesh Nitzav Ezalav. But the Shechina is there, and the Shechina is giving him a mitzvah. But as soon as the mitzvah was finished, as soon as it was over, all the Yud Gimel Bris says, Vayichal Adabar Yita, again, Vayal Olikim Eyal Avram. What happened? Avram Avinu did bris milah. That's what happened. What's the next parasha? Vayera elav Hashem leilini mamre. Vahu yoyshev pesach ha'oil kechay mayoyim. David came. He revealed himself to Avram Avinu. As soon as Avram removed the ma'usa arlo, so now already he was zoichet vayera elav Hashem. Because as long as he had the arlo, that was an incredible factor in inhibiting his ability to communicate properly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say vayipal Avram alponiv. And say the moment that Tzivui was finished, it was vayichalu daber itoy vayalu lekimei. After he did the bris milah, Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shana b'moylei b'sara losoi v'yishmol benoi betzam ayim as a nimel Avram v'yishmol benoi. Next pasuk, now already the Shechina comes back, and this time it's vayera elav Hashem mit the grace of giluyim. Now Avram Avinu was able to once again be zoicha to all the giluyim that he had always had.